Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing my new journey that I started, well, about an hour ago, and how you can follow along on the next 12 months of this journey and how you can participate as well. Stay tuned. This is the Billy Rickman Show podcast.
Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast on a Sunday evening. I hope you've had a great weekend. For those of you who are following along online, I do appreciate all of you guys who are doing the 365 days in a row podcasting with me. I think we're officially over the hump. We're on the way down, but it's definitely proving to be challenging coming up with content every single day. But hopefully for a couple of you guys who are, said, I don't know what to post about on my Facebook or my Instagram, whatever. Hopefully this gives you a little bit of inspiration that, you know what, I'm doing 365 podcasts in a row, and if I can do that every single day, then you can come up with a few posts every now and then to put on your social media and all the other places you put, obviously, content if you're a blog writer or whatever you do. So anyway, what's today's podcast about? Well, it's about my something I alluded to a couple of days ago, which I said I was going to try and do again, and today is day number one of my 52 books in 52 weeks. And like I said, this has been a goal of mine for a couple of years, probably for about 5 years now. I've tried it twice before, so I'm hoping the third time is the charm. And I want to read, and that's exactly what it is, I want to read one book a week for 52 weeks. And predominantly these will be business books, but some of them will be personal development, so relationships and just overall sort of like working on my personality and working on how I talk and working on myself to be a better person in all circumstances. So there'll be a mixture in there, but predominantly be about business. So the question is, why are you going to do this, Billy? Why would you want to read a book a week for 52 weeks? Well, I'm a big believer that the knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is power. So the difference being, obviously, like you can learn a bunch of stuff, which is why people go to seminars all the time and then they come back and they're motivated for 2 days and then they never actually change anything in their business. And so knowledge is not necessarily power. It's what you do with that knowledge. However, you still do need to gain that knowledge in the first place. Now, I'm an action taker. I do act pretty quickly on information and knowledge that I obviously obtain. And so for me, I always find that when I'm reading books, that is when I'm at my most motivated. I'm inspired, I'm motivated, I come up with most ideas, I feel like I'm really innovative, like I'll read a chapter and just take tons and tons and tons of notes, doesn't matter what it is, and I'll just, from that will come like tons of ideas. And from those ideas, you know, I might have 50 ideas and one of them might just be one of them that might end up being really, really good, but usually that good idea is something great. And so for me, when I'm reading books, I know that I'm at my peak motivation. I know that's when I'm engaged most of my business. That's when I'm most proactive. And so a lot of good comes from. Now, also, in addition, Warren Buffett, who I spoke about recently, he says that at 90 years of age, or whatever he is, I'm pretty sure he's close to that, certainly in his 80s, he still reads a book 6 hours a day. 6 hours a day he's reading, either articles, journals, whatever he can get his hands on, he's absorbing content all the time, absorbing information, new information, to help him be at the peak of his performance at all the time. And so if it's good enough for Warren Buffett, who's the most successful investor in the history of mankind, then I figure it's good enough for me. And so I would encourage you to join me on this journey. Now, even if you think 52 books in 52 weeks is too much for you, then why not do one book a week, one book every fortnight? Why not do 26 books in 52 weeks? But do something, get something to get your creative juices flowing. Some books I read, I'm like, that was okay. Some books I read that are absolutely amazing. Now, if you go to the link that's in this podcast episode, If you go to the description of the podcast episode, you'll see a link to a Facebook page or a Facebook group that I've created. It's called Billy's Book Club. And I'm going to be sharing with you in that Facebook group, the books that I'm reading. Now, you can either join along, and read the books that I'm reading, or you can have your own. The books I'm reading are normally around about 200 to 300 pages long. And certainly, like, if nothing else, you can join that book club Facebook group and you can find out what I'm reading. Maybe sometimes you'll pass, maybe sometimes you'll go, oh, no, that sounds great, I'm going to do that. But whatever it is that, you want to achieve, you can find that information from other people's knowledge and other people's experiences. So that's why I'm going on this journey. Again, that's why I'm publicly talking about it in this podcast, to keep myself accountable, much like I do with this podcast episode. You know, once you tell people you're going to do it, then you have to do it. So I'm going to be checking in regularly and letting you know how I'm going with my books. But in addition to that, you can also obviously go to Billy's Book Club, which is in the description, and follow along the books as well. So anyway, short little podcast today. I just wanted to share with you my new journey that I'm going on in addition to the podcast. I'm going to become a learning machine, a source of knowledge, so I can give more information to, obviously, to develop my own business, but also to all my clients, my coaching clients, and continue to, for them to benefit from my learning and my education as I go along this journey anyway. So anyway, that's it. Join me in the book club. Do 52 books in 52 weeks. Fill your brain with great information and watch how motivated you become just simply by reading and absorbing new material every day. Now, in terms of how much I'm reading every day, I've set myself a goal to do 30 minutes every day. That's it. 30 minutes. I've set my goals on my iPhone. You can adjust your reading goals on there. I've set mine for 30 minutes. I'm getting up every morning at 4:30, doing half an hour of reading just before my stretching, my coffee and whatnot. And that'll set me up for the day. So join me, Billy's Book Club. Go to the link in this group, right into the description on this podcast. Have a look at the books I'm reading. Follow along. Post your books, what you're reading, and share some of your learning and what you've you're working on in terms of your personal and professional development. And let's do this journey together. Anyway, have a great night today on this Sunday, and I'll be back tomorrow with a new working week for a new episode of the podcast. Until then, I'll see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching The Real B_Rickman.